and you're going to be on call for play-by-play.
It should be an interesting one, and just for the fact that Kirksville coming in, not a good record, but the last time, again, these two teams faced, it was just a two-point win for Moberly on Moberly's court. So it could be an interesting one, and Kirksville, they would do them well, and they would certainly like to pull off the 7-2 upset right after we just saw a 6-3 upset.
Moberly the 2-seed, Kirksville the 7. We'll take one more quick break. Austin will name our player of the game coming up next. And then you'll hear from head coach Tony Vestal as well after that. That's all next coming up here on Crest.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cold weather doesn't slow a tiger down. This is Sonia with Tiger Country Realty, and we don't take the season off, so don't you. Keep browsing our always updated website at tigercountryrealty.com and check out our awesome edition of new listings. Our sellers have their homes warm, cozy, and ready for you. Bundle up and call the working year-round Tiger Team to find your new home. Tiger Country Realty, we're making tracks in real estate.
With winter weather here, Macon Municipal Utilities wants to remind you about tips on making your home more energy efficient this winter. Please visit the utility staff at 106 West Burke Street in Macon. Call 660-385-3173 or visit their website at MaconUtilities.com. Macon Municipal Utilities proudly supports the Macon Tigers boys and girls basketball teams. The fans have enjoyed watching your games and they appreciate your community involvement. Keep up the hard work. Go Tigers!
Welcome back out to Macon High School. This outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We're going to give it to Reagan Plater for Mexico. Of course, 17 points really on the offensive and defensive side of force for Mexico as they pull off the 6-3 upset over Brookfield, 35-26. Upcoming, we have the 2-7 matchup. Mexico will face the winner of this one we have coming up between Moberly and Kirksville. And I talked pregame with head coach Tony Vestal, but we'll take a two-minute break and come back, preview this one a little more. We've got about 4.5 minutes until tip-off here of this second game tonight. We'll look at it a little more after this two-minute break on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Vision and eye health impact your waking hours, whether you are driving at night, watching a ball game, or reading the newspaper. The time to see an eye care professional is before you have eye health or vision problems. The doctors at Vision Care Associates, LLC, are dedicated to serving your eye health and vision needs. To protect your eye health, make an appointment to see their qualified, experienced doctors and staff at 1705 Prospect Drive in Macon. The doctors and staff at Vision Care Associates in Macon hope to see you soon. Proud supporters of the Macon Tigers and Tigerettes.
Did you know that the number one reason for your home comfort system to fail is dirt? That's right, dirt. At Smith Heating and Cooling in Moberly, they're making a strong effort to help you have a clean heating and cooling system that in turn will operate more efficiently with their 21-point energy saver tune-up. Smith will fully clean your system, install a free air filter, and offer a repair free guarantee. If you need any repairs over the next 90 days after your tune-up, Smith will refund every single penny of the tune-up's cost. Schedule your home comfort system's tune-up today. Call Smith Heating and Cooling in Moberly.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations patients, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. Ask them about special fall and winter rates. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Ralls County Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, transmits power to homes, businesses, and farms across northeast Missouri. Ralls, Monroe, Marion, Audrain, and Pike counties receive the highest quality of service and the quickest response time from the Ralls County Electric team. In addition to electricity, Ralls County Electric Cooperative sells water heaters, heat pumps, surge protection, and also participates in the energy conservation programs. For more information, call Ralls County Electric Cooperative today. Proud supporter of all local area farmers, proud supporter of the Mark Twain Tigers.
Joined here pregame with Oberle head coach Tony Bestel. Coach, you got a Kirksville team coming against you tonight. They've got not a good record, but they played you close the last time you faced them, only beat them by two. What's going to need to go right tonight to defeat them again tonight?
They did a good job of defending us in the second half. We were up 14 at half, and they really just kept playing and played hard and gave us some fits there in the second half. Our possessions offensively were not very good. Tonight, just I'm anxious to see. We need to come out and play hard, you know, and get back to – we played well the last couple games. You know, we can get back and defending and putting the ball in the hoop offensively.
What's the status on Sydney Flood?
She's good to go tonight. It's interesting to see how it is. You know, she's gone hard. She's gone through some practices, and she's looked good. This will be the first game experience, but we're all excited to have her back.
What are the minutes going to look like for her tonight?
We'll just kind of feel it out. We'll see how she's doing. Like I said, she's gone through some practices, and she's had a lot big smile on her face here lately.
Everybody else healthy?
Yeah, we've had a couple ankle injuries. We're kind of trying to get over a little bit, but both of them will both play tonight as well.
That's head coach Tony Bestel joined pregame. Coach Bestel, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Alpha Media Stations, Quicks, Chris, Kirk, and KTCM are giving you lots of chances to win lots of money. We're kicking off the new year with our Grand a Day giveaway. Just listen each hour for the word that wins from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. every weekday. Then enter that word at centralmoinfo.com and you've got a chance to win $1,000. This hour's word that wins is
sugar.
Again, this hour's word that wins is
sugar.
And it's brought to you by Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia.
And welcome back out to Macon High School, introducing starting lineups now. As we'll go over the starters for you here. First, for Kirksville, we've got Megan Waddle, Kate Wolmering, Anna Moore, Hannah Meyer, and Elise Johnson. For the Lady Spartans, we've got Michaela Payne, Sydney Boffman, Mary Billington, Alicia Oliver. And good for Spartan fans to see Sydney Flood back in the starting lineup, back on the court for the Lady Spartans. It'll be Michaela Payne and Elise Johnson to meet midcourt for the tip-off, as we are just about underway here for our second game of the night between the Moberly Lady Spartans and the Kirksville Lady Tigers.
Definitely can't explain how good it is to see Sydney Flood back out there and how I'm sure good Moberly feels to have her back on the court. It's tough for any team to lose their leading scorer, but especially to lose her to an injury that you think may cost her a couple weeks or even a couple months, to see her back this quickly is always good.
And right off the bat, Kirksville wins the tip. A shot up by Anna Morris missed and goes out of bounds. Moberly will get the ball back. And for the first time since that injury, Sydney Flood on the court. Ball in hand as she brings it up the court. And she'll pass to Boffman, who gives it back to Payne, top of the key. Boffman has it left wing, dribbling inside, back to Payne, dribbling to her right, driving inside, and an outlet pass to Billington, who takes a long two, missed it. Defensive rebound brought in by Kate Wolmering. Lady Tigers bring it back up the court. It is Hannah Meyer bringing it up the court for the Lady Tigers. Over to Wolmering, who has it inside, open under the basket. It's Elise Johnson. First points of the night go to Kirksville as they lead 2-0, 40 seconds into this game.
And Elise Johnson just kind of slipped away after setting a screen wide open underneath. The miscommunication on that Moberly defense.
A jumper by Boffman is missed and rebounded by Anna Moore, going back to Lady Tigers' way. Again, a pass inside and just missed, the shot up by Megan Waddle. It goes out of bounds. And it'll go back Moberly's way.
Yeah, Kirksville wanting to play quickly. They clearly saw something that they think will give them the advantage if they push that ball up the court. Right now, Moberly, good job getting back on defense, not letting the speed of the game get to them too much.
1 minute into this contest now. It is 2-0 Kirksville lead. Sydney Flood driving inside, putting a shot up, and missed, rebounded by Kate Wolmering.
Love seeing her go right to the contact right away. Now, your head coach, Tony Vestal, maybe you want to see her avoid the contact as much as he can, but she put her head down and attacked.
Screen set by Kirksville, broken up by Alicia Oliver. Billington bringing it back up the court. She's driving inside. Outlet pass to Sydney Flood. Thought about a three, tried to dribble inside, but she stepped out of bounds. It'll go back Kirksville's way. Yeah, certainly an aggressive start for Sydney Flood.
An aggressive start for both these teams. It's been fast play back and forth. Now, is it the cleanest play? No. It's been a little sloppy from both these teams. But again, they're just feeling each other out right here. They've had to wait for that first game to get done. Didn't really have a ton of warm-up time. And especially with someone like Sydney Flood, it's a team that's built around her. So you really need to get her warmed up before you have the rest of the team warm up. But it might take her a little while with this being her first game back in a couple of weeks.
And driving inside is Moore, who was called for a travel. So Moberly gets the ball back. Kirksville, an early 2-0 lead. 6:12 to go first quarter. As Billington will bring it up for the Lady Spartans. She takes it across half court. Has it left wing. Pass top of the key to Boffman. Boffman guarded by Moore. Pass over to Alicia Oliver. Has it just inside the three-point line. And pass outside to Michaela Payne. Inside pass to Boffman, who puts it up and misses it. Had a good look. Rebounded by Hannah Meyer. Quickly back up the court for the Lady Tigers. And a three will be taken and missed by Kate Wolmering. However, offensive rebound almost corralled in, but it's taken by Oliver. Billington has it. Quickly up the court. Billington driving inside. Puts a shot up. Good drive, but just missed it. Rebounded by Megan Waddle.
Showed her speed off right there. They gave her a wide open line to the basket, and she took it. I think she just went a little too fast for herself there, Austin, and a little out of control when she reached the basket itself. Her speed got her there, but it also threw off her shot a little bit.
Moore has it right wing, guarded by Flood. Skip pass over to Wolmering. Wolmering dribbling to her right, back to her left, spins and pass inside. An open look is made by Megan Waddle. Her first points of the night. Kirksville up 4-0, 3 minutes into this game.
Yeah, Wolmering had the double team come at her, and she did a great job not panicking. She knew a teammate was open. If she was double teamed, she found her underneath.
Payne passes to Alicia Oliver, who finds Boffman. Tried to find Oliver again, but lost it. It's on the ground. Travels out of bounds, and it'll go back Kirksville's way. 4:43 to go first quarter, 4-0 Kirksville. So it'll be inbounded. Anna Moore will bring it up the court for the Lady Tigers. Passes to her left, top of the key is Elise Johnson. Right wing is Moore, looking for options, and a skip pass over to Wolmering. Pass deflected by Boffman, stolen away. Boffman bringing it up the court. She'll drive inside, pass to Payne for an open three, and missed. But an offensive rebound by Alicia Oliver, and she's fouled.
Oliver got Elise Johnson on the pump fake on that offensive rebound. Johnson just went up expecting a layup attempt. Nice job by her to keep her ground and get the pump fake.
Billington's inbound for the Lady Spartans. She does to Boffman. Boffman has it right wing. Dribbling inside. Pass inside to Alicia Oliver. She puts it up and double teamed. Good defense by Kirksville. They get the rebound. Wolmering has it. Wolmering dribbling. Top of the key. Passes to her left wing to Meyer. Meyer dribbling, passes to her right, Moore, who has it right wing, guarded by Flood. Kirksville trying to run a play here. Hannah Meyer has it top of the key, back over to Moore. Moore dribbling to her left, defended by Oliver. A foul will be called on Oliver. She got a little too much contact on the reach. And it will be Alicia Oliver's first foul of the night. 3:46 to go first quarter, 4-0 Kirksville the lead. As Michaela Payne will check out, checking in for the Lady Spartans will be Lauren Koenig. Also checking in will be Sydney Martin. Inbounding is Kirksville, does to Wolmering, who has it top of the key, guarded by Martin. Pass left to Moore, who dribbles to her right, top of the key, back to her right, Hannah Meyer. Meyer double teamed, gets it inside, a three. Made by Kate Wolmering. And Kirksville on this Lady Spartan team early, 7-0, 3:25 to go first quarter. Koenig has it, passes inside to Boffman. She dribbles to her left. An open look for Martin is missed. Rebound by Elise Johnson. Almost went out of bounds, but saved by Wolmering. Moore bringing it up the court. Has it top of the key. Pass to her right, Wolmering. Wolmering has it. Double team deflected by Boffman. Stolen away by Boffman. Boffman has it. 2-on-1. She puts it up, but she's fouled on the shot. She missed the shot, but she's fouled. She should go to the line.
And she got bailed out by that foul. She didn't time her steps correctly, so where she released that layup attempt was kind of in the middle of the lane. You want to be a little closer for that type of shot. But she was lucky she got bumped and fouled simply because that was going to be a missed layup because she did not time her steps correctly.
Boffman misses the first free throw, so Moberly still scoreless here. As we are just right about 5 minutes into this contest. The second free throw is made. First points on the board for Moberly. It's 7-1 Kirksville. Timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them back. 7-1 Kirksville on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Back out at Macon High School, Kirksville with an early 7-1 lead over the Lady Spartans in this 2-7 matchup of the Macon tournament, first night of this tournament, pushed back due to snow. As Kirksville will have it, a press shown by Moberly, deflected by Martin, almost went out of bounds, but saved at last second by Hannah Meyer. Meyer, a block will be called on Boffman. And Kirksville will inbound. That's Boffman's first foul, second team foul for the Lady Spartans. It'll be Meyer to inbound. Looking for options. She finds one and Moore. Moore dribbling inside. She puts a shot up. Misses it. Rebound by Koenig. Koenig will bring it up the court for the Lady Spartans. She's guarded by Moore. Moore reached inside. Almost got it away from Koenig. And Koenig finds an option in Sydney Flood. Sydney Flood dribbling inside. Outlet pass to Martin. Back to Boffman. Boffman pull up jumper from the free throw line. Rolls around. Misses. And rebound corralled in by Kirksville. Megan Waddle with the rebound. Hannah Meyer has it. Left wing. Dribbling inside. And a block. Looked like could have been a block. What they call a travel. And it'll go back the Lady Spartans' way. 7-1. Kirksville lead. 2:17 to go first quarter. Flood to inbound to Billington.
And you know, Austin, at this point, what Moberly needs to do is I think they need to be a little bit slower. Don't force anything. They're taking some good shots, but those long twos, you can try to turn into some threes if you can. Just try to work it inside as well.
Boffman will put a shot up off the backboard and in. Sydney Boffman, she's got all the points for the Lady Spartans tonight. It's 7-3 Kirksville, 1:55 to go first quarter. It will be Kinsley Stufflebean for the Lady Tigers. And that one's broken up by Boffman, goes out of bounds. But it will stay Kirksville's ball. Alicia Oliver and Michaela Payne back in the game for the Lady Spartans. Boffman and Sydney Flood will take a seat.
Moberly defense is there. They're being active on the top of the key.
More to inbound for the Lady Tigers. She does to Stufflebean. Stufflebean has it guarded by Martin. She backs out. Passes to her left, Moore. Inside, nearly out of the reach of Devin Corbett, who's in the game now for the Lady Tigers. But Stufflebean has it. She shoots and misses. Rebound Candy. Michaela Payne brings it back up the court. Pass up the court to Sydney Martin. She loses it out of her hands, out of the grasp, and picked up by Elise Johnson. Kirksville bringing it up the court. It's Moore. 1:15 to go, first quarter. 7-3, Kirksville leads. Devin Corbett has it to Elise Johnson, to Moore, right wing. Moore passes inside to Corbett, who passes back out to Moore for 3-6. 10-3, Kirksville. 1 minute to go, first quarter.
Yeah, Kirksville just finding their open shots right now. They're doing a great job knocking down the opportunities Moberly's giving them.
So Michaela Payne has it right wing. She passes about the free throw stripe. Alicia Oliver, who passes back out to Billington. Billington, pass over to Koenig. Ball hit off her face, but she kept possession of the ball. So Michaela Payne has it, dribbling inside. She'll put a shot up. Good way to slice through the defense for Michaela Payne. Her first points on the night. And 10-5, Kirksville leads, 30 seconds to go.
And that's important. First quarter. That's important because Moberly needs to show that they can hit back if Kirksville continues to hit them.
Stufflebean passes inside. Good defense by Payne, but an offensive rebound by Hannah Meyer, who puts it back up and in. 17 seconds, first quarter. Payne bringing it up the court. 12-5, Kirksville leads. 13 seconds to go. Martin has it. Back to Payne. 10 seconds to Billington. Top of the key. Billington guarded by Moore. A screen set by Oliver. Back over to Payne. 4 seconds. Payne will shoot up a three. Misses it. And tried to save it was Alicia Oliver, but it'll go out of bounds. But that'll be the end of the quarter. 12-5, Kirksville leads at the end of one. We're back in 1 minute on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Orsland Farm and Home in Mexico invites you to their bucket sale Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of January. You will receive 15% off of everything that fits inside your Orsland bucket. Limit one per customer. Don't forget to sign up for Grow Rewards. The membership is free and full of amazing perks. Stop into Orsland Farm and Home in Mexico today for all the best prices on everything you need. They take pride in providing quality products, trusted value, and neighborly service with the highest level of integrity and appreciation to their customers.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Back out at Macon High School, Kirksville leads 12-5 as we start this second quarter. Been a big number for Kirksville. Mary Billington and Sydney Fudd both playing, both have 0 points. Typically, if that's the situation, you're going to be winning that game.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. They've done exactly what they've needed to do on the defensive side of the ball, which is prevent Flood and Billington from scoring.
So Alicia Oliver has it. She's double-teamed near the basket, tries to pass. She finds Caney. Caney has it, pass back out to Payne, who passes back to Caney and back to Payne. Payne dribbling inside, stolen away by Womering. Womering bringing it back up the court for the Lady Tigers. She passes to Stufflebean. Stufflebean looking for options, guarded by Billington. She finds it left wing to Megan Waddle. Back to Moore. Moore guarded by Flood. It's Flood, Oliver, Billington, Payne, and Koenig in the game for the Lady Spartans. Shot to be put up and missed, and a jump ball will now be called. Possession stays with Kirksville. 7:14 to go, first half, 12-5, Kirksville leads. Moore to inbound for the Lady Tigers. And she does to Devin Corbett. Stufflebean has it, guarded by Billington, top of the key. She's dribbling to her right, pass to her left wing to Womering. Womering pass inside, nearly broken up, and that pass will now be called a jump ball, so possession will now go back Moberly's way.
Good defense, getting in the dirt, and I think they need to do that on the offensive side. They have to be a little bit more aggressive in how they attack with the basketball. The reason they got it stolen on the other side, it didn't look like they really knew what they were doing with the ball. They have to make sure they really have a purpose wherever they dribble that ball. They can't just mindlessly dribble.
Kaufman finds an open Elise Oliver under the basket, who puts it in. Elise Oliver's 4th points of the night. Moberly trails 12-7, 6:38 to go.
There we go. Weak side off ball movement. That's what they need.
And that pass deflected by Sydney Flood, but saved by Kirksville. Corbett gets it, puts it up and in. Devin Corbett's 1st points of the night. Kirksville not letting the Lady Spartans get back into it. 6:18 to go, first half, 14-7 Kirksville. Billington has it, passes to Payne. Payne, top of the key, guarded by Stuffelby. She gives it to Alicia Oliver. Double teamed, finds an open Boffman under the basket and in.
And again, it's that off-ball movement. Moberly needs to continue to look for the players who are moving well without the ball. And right now, Boffman did a great job right there.
Moore has it left wing, dribbles top of the key, guarded by Flood. She passes to her right, over to Wolmering. Wolmering has it, guarded by Boffman, dribbles to her left, screen set by Waddle. Back top of the key to Moore. Moore trying to set up an offensive look. She finds Wolmering left wing. Dribbling inside will be Wolmering. Pass back out to Corbett, who puts a shot up. Misses it. Rebound by Michaela Payne. Michaela Payne quickly bringing it back up the court for the Lady Spartans. Dribbling up. Finds Boffman. Boffman dribbles to her left. Cuts inside. Loses it. Stolen by Stufflebean. Stufflebean bringing it up the court for the Lady Tigers. She's dribbling inside. Passes out. Nearly went out of bounds, but saved by Waddle. And back up top of the key. Stufflebean. Stufflebean guarded by Boffman. She'll take it back out, readjust, 14-9. Kirksville leads, 5:09 to go, first half. Over to Corbett, back over to Stufflebean, inside. Good offense run, but missed. And a rebound by Billington. Moberly will take that as Billington has it. Out to Sydney Flood. Sydney Flood cuts back, left wing, passes inside. Alicia Oliver under the basket, another good look under the basket, but just misses an offensive rebound. Put up and fouled on the putback. Good offensive rebound by Alicia Oliver. That's her specialty down in the post, and she'll have a chance to trim this 5-point deficit.
And that was a tremendous pass by Sydney Flood from the far side to the near side block. That is no easy pass to make.
First free throw is good by Alicia Oliver. 14-10, Kirksville leads as Elise Johnson and Erica Treasure gets her first minutes of the game for the Lady Tigers, as Oliver will take her second free throw. And that one is too short, rebounded by Johnson. Bringing it back up the court and having it right wing is Treasure. Treasure dribbles to her left, guarded by Payne, guarded well by Payne. Payne, pressure. And she steals it away, and it goes out of bounds, but it'll go back Kirksville's way. Says it went off the foot, maybe off of Sydney Flood.
Defensive pressure is being a lot more aggressive right now. Tony Vestal being very animated on the sideline for Moberly. Getting defense to play some tough, tight defense right now. It's been working.
Alicia Oliver takes a seat. Audrey Gaines will see her first minutes of the game. Over right wing to Moore. Moore dribbling inside. Guarded by Flood. Blocked by Flood. But she stepped out of bounds, and you see she's upset by it.
She knew she did.
She blocked the shot, but as she got it after the shot, her foot was out of bounds.
Yeah, she knew that she had to establish herself first. She was frustrated with herself, happy she got the block. It was a great block. Fortunately, she just had one toe out of bounds before she grabbed it.
More inbounds, and a jump shot will be taken and missed there by Jenna Jackson, who's in the game for the Lady Tigers. Hannah Meyer has it, top of the key, guarded by Billington. Passed her right wing, Jenna Jackson, and inside, guarded by Boffman. And a pass will be off the hands of Elise Johnson going out of bounds. It'll go back Lady Spartans' way, trailing by four, 4:03 to go, first half.
And Moberly, they've gotten pretty lucky with these passes inside. For whatever reason, they have some holes down low. They don't have players establishing themselves defensively down low. I think they're gravitating towards the arc. And they need to be careful with those passes down low for Kirksville.
Boffman has it right wing over to her left to Michaela Payne for three. Misses everything, and a rebound by Hannah Meyer. Meyer bringing it up the court. She finds open and driving inside is Jenna Jackson, but she misses it. Rebound by Payne. Kirksville missing some shots they made in that first quarter, and Audrey Gaines has it under the basket. She misses it, but she's fouled.
And this has been a great job, Austin, in Moberly crawling their way back. They're using it. They're doing it by using good defense that's leading to fast break charges on the offense.
So Audrey Gaines will go to the line for two. By the way, that foul was charged on Erica Treasure, her first of the night. Fourth foul for the Lady Tigers. First free throw by Audrey Gaines is good. 14-11. It's back to a one-possession game. Chance to make it a two-point game here for Audrey Gaines. 3:30 to go first half, 14-11 Kirksville. Gaines' free throw is missed, but a rebound by Corbett. And bringing it back up the court will be Moore. Moore passes up right wing to Meyer, who passes it back to Moore. Dribbles top of the key. Over to Corbett, back right wing to Moore. Moore skip passes across the court to Jackson. And back to Moore right wing. Moore guarded by Flood. Screen set by Johnson. And a shot. Everything will be missed there. Goes out of bounds. It'll go back Mobley's way. Mobley, one possession game. We'll get the ball back. 14-11. 3:02 first half.
Yeah, this Mexico offense has really come to a halt. And I think it is because of the tighter defense that Mobley has been playing on them. I mean, they've just done a great job forcing bad shots, bad passes.
Gaines has it. Left wing. She'll pass, and it's deflected, broken up by Hannah Meyer. Hannah Meyer passes completely out of bounds, but it went off the hands of Audrey Gaines, it looks like. And it'll stay Kirksville's ball. And a timeout will be called by Kirksville. And it'll be a full timeout. And we'll take it with them. 14-11, Kirksville leads. 2:41 first half. Back in 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
Back here on Superstation Crest, we're here at Macon High School. 14-11, Kirksville leads, but the Lady Spartans have crawled their way back into this one. As both teams coming out of the timeout. And Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Macon Tournament broadcast possible. Centralia R6 School District, Herndon Welding and Machine, Kincaid Pharmacy, Shelton Seed, the Stewart House LLC, Stidham Electric, Fenton Funeral Chapel, and Angel and Company Insurance and Financial Services, all of Centralia. Kirksville to inbound out of the timeout. Successfully does. It will be Meyer who has it. Top of the key. Passes right wing to Moore. Moore dribbling to her left. Double team by Martin and Oliver. And a double dribble will be called. Going back Mobley's way. As they trail 14-11. 2:30 to go first half. It is Flood, Billington, Koenig, Martin, and Oliver in the game for the Lady Spartans. Billington has it. Guarded top of the key. Screen set by Flood. Dribbling inside. Putting up and misses it. Rebound by Corbett. A good look for Billington. She just missed it. Driving up and inside. Good defense by Flood. She gets the rebound. She passes up to Billington. Billington dribbling inside. Putting a shot up, completely blocked by Jenna Jackson. Good block by Jackson there as she brings it back up the court for the Lady Tigers. Pass over. Three taken. Missed. And it goes off the hands of Kirksville going back Mobley's way with 1:55 to go in this first half. 14-11. Kirksville leads.
Yeah, right now I think what Billington is doing, and you can't really fault her for it, but it's leading to missed layups is she's looking for the contact, but she's expecting a foul to be called, and you're not going to get a foul every time you go down low, and if you expect the foul or if you're looking for a foul, you may not try to follow through with that shot, and I think that's been something she's struggled with at least today because she's gotten good opportunities and good looks.
As an inside pass by Koenig is broken up by Anna Moore, stolen by Kirksville up the court. An open look is fouled. That is Hannah Meyer with the shot. She missed the shot, but she's fouled on the shot. and they will charge Lauren Koenig with the foul. Koenig's first foul of the night, third team foul for Moberly. Kirksville trying to make this a two-possession game again. Hannemeyer does. First free throw is good. Hannemeyer's got 3 points tonight. Chance to make it four here and extend this one to 16-11 with 1:33 to go first half. Martin and Koenig back on the bench for the Lady Spartans. Boffman and Payne back in. As Hannemeyer makes the second free throw as well, it's 16-11 with 1:33 to go first half. Billington bringing it up the court for the Lady Spartans. She passes left wing to Oliver. Oliver looking, finds an option in Payne. Payne takes a jump shot and misses it. And a rebound by Moore. Moore quickly bringing it back up the court. One-on-one, stolen away by Billington. A great steal by Billington. Billington has it, and she'll put a shot up and fouled. Anna Moore upset with that call. She didn't think she picked up the foul. Regardless, it will be charged to Anna Moore, her first of the night, fifth team foul. And Billington will go to the line with 1:11 to go in the first half. Billington now has a chance for her first points.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where we talked about being able to get that foul called. And that time she was able to do it. But I don't think she was worried about getting the foul call. That's the other thing. She was just taking it hard to the basket on a breakaway.
Billington did make that first free throw, so she is on the board. Her second free throw is also good. Billington, her first points on the night. It's 16-13. Kirksville, 1:08 to go first half. A bit of a full court press of sorts shown by this Moberly defense and double teamed. But getting out of it is Kirksville. And a foul will be called. That shot taken by Devin Corbett.
Yeah, and Vestal over there on the sidelines telling his players, keep your hands up, because that foul called on Boffman was simply because she put her hands down. And she put her hands down on the layup attempt. You got to keep your hands up. These officials have been pretty good in not calling fouls where the defender has their arms straight up. But you put that down, and the second you do that, that's an automatic foul.
Boffman's second foul put Devin Corbett at the line. She made one of two. So it's back to a two-possession game, 17-13, Kirksville, 55 seconds first half. Billington up the court for the Lady Spartans. Screen set by Flood. Billington runs around it, finds an option in Payne. Payne dribbling inside. Payne puts a shot up, misses it. Rebound by Corbett. Up the court is Anna Moore. She passes up and finds Megan Waddle. Back to Moore. Moore has the top of the key, guarded by Boffman. Passes over to Hannah Meyer. And back over right wing to Moore. 30 seconds to go first half. 17-13 Kirksville. Double team set, stolen away by Billington. Billington dribbling back up the court. She'll put a shot up and misses that one. Offensive rebound almost corralled in. And now a foul will be called. See who they call the foul on. It will be a foul on Kirksville. And they're going to charge that one to Devin Corbett. Corbett's first foul of the night, 16th foul for Kirksville, puts Sydney Boffman at the line with 13.3 seconds to go in this first half. Boffman's first free throw is good.
And Moberly has done a good job keeping Kirksville within arm's distance, not letting that Kirksville lead get too out of hand. If she makes, I mean, it's a one-possession game now. If she makes this, it's a one-possession game, but only 2 points. It's very doable to go into the half down two.
That one is missed by Boffman, so it's 17-14, 10 seconds to go. Moore has it. Moore, dribbling left side. Back, top of the key to Corbett. Corbett has it. She'll take a three. Missed it. Rebound by Michaela Payne, and that'll be it. 17-14, Kirksville leads at the end of one half. We'll be back in 2 minutes and recap the scoring on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Angel & Company Insurance, you can expect friendly hometown service in the Centralia, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and Harrisburg areas. You'll find people who work hard to provide you with the best service to cover all your insurance needs. As your hometown trusted choice insurance agent, Angel & Company represents a number of companies to choose from for your auto, home, business, and farm insurance needs. Call anyone on the team today or visit the website at angelinsurance.com. Angel & Company, your hometown trusted choice insurance agent.
When tax time comes around, turn to Macon Tax Service. Marjorie and Richard Waller have over 50 years of experience and will have your taxes done right and at a reasonable rate. They specialize in personal, business, and farm taxes and can take care of all your tax needs year-round. You have enough to worry about with trying to keep up with the constantly changing tax laws. Stop by Macon Tax Service at 32776 State Highway PP in Macon or call 660-385-2982.
It's the 2018 model closeout sale at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, you can save thousands. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details. Everyone likes to save money on heating and cooling. Your friends and neighbors are saving. Now it's your turn. Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg has been serving the Mid-Missouri area for more than 40 years by filling walls and attics with a special type of insulation called cellulose wall spray. The money saved on heating and cooling is exceptional, and the acoustic properties of cellulose make a home quieter and more comfortable. They are also a certified spray foam installer. Call Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg today so you can reduce your heating and cooling bills.
Back out here at Macon High School as Kirksville holds a 17-14 lead at halftime. Going over the numbers first for the Lady Tigers, it's Hannah Meyer leading the way with four, Devin Corbett with three, Kate Wilmering also with three, Megan Waddle and Elise Johnson have two. For the Lady Spartans, Sydney Boffman leading the way with six. Alicia Oliver has three. Michaela Payne and Mary Billington have two. Audrey Gaines has one. Perhaps bigger than any of those numbers, Ben, is the fact that Mary Billington and Sydney Flood have a combined 2 points. And I think, obviously, that's something that will frustrate you. But for that to be said and to only be down three, not good, but not a bad spot to be.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think with the team only down three, Moberly, what they need to do, what they're doing well is they're playing defense really well. They've forced Kirksville out of the comfort zone that they found in that first half. What they need to do now is they need to capitalize on their layups, really, is the open shots that they're getting. They've been getting good shots. They just haven't been capitalizing on them. So I think at this point, if you make the shots that are given to you, you're going to take the lead and win this game.
So that's your scoring recap. We're going to take a two-minute break. We, Ben, caught up with Ed Costley post-game after an upset, a 6-3 upset by Mexico, 35-26 over Brookfield. Ben had that, and we'll have that interview for you after this two-minute break on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
Today, there are some people who find themselves asking, what good does a funeral do? Certainly, it can do nothing for the person whose life has ended beyond providing the dignity of a proper burial. But a funeral does a great deal for those whose lives go on. For the family, friends, and community, it is a shared moment to realize, reflect, and to reaffirm. Surrounded by others who care, we begin to accept the reality of death. The funeral services Oliver Funeral Home provides will make the most difficult times in your life easier. Oliver Funeral Home, with locations in Centralia and Sturgeon, a name you can trust for generations to come.
The next time you meet a rock that cracks your windshield, think of JB's Glass of Moberly. JB's Glass of Moberly can replace glass in cars, trucks, vans, farm tractors, or construction equipment of almost any make and model. Give them a call and see for yourself. Scott will give you an estimate and work with your insurance company to have your glass replaced as soon as possible. Call 263-4111 and set up your appointment today. JB's Glass of Moberly will come to you. Call today and see your world clearly again. Start off your morning right with breakfast bowls from Sonic and Moberly. Available with bacon or sausage for $2.69. Stumped for dinner ideas? the Car Hop Classic is back. A quarter-pound double cheeseburger with tater tots for only $2.99. Or have a hot bowl of chili for $2.49. Get it loaded for $2.99. And as always, Sonic is the place for frosty drinks. The magic all happens when you push the red button, so swing into Sonic Drive-In of Moberly and show them how you Sonic. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Your post game with Mexico girls head coach Ed Costley, and coach, you guys got the win, moving on to the semifinal. In general, what'd you like from your team tonight?
Well, I thought really come down to, I just kind of enjoyed how they were able to kind of handle things and pick things up on their own when you don't get that opportunity in the gym like you normally do. You know, it's on the players. Sometimes you just got to dig in their little toolbox and just start pulling things out. And, you know, really in that third quarter when Brookville came back and tied the ball game, actually took the lead, you know, it's going to see how we kind of respond to that situation. It's good for us, and I was really pleased how we were able to come back, bounce back, and I saw a lot of good things on our inside and outside play.
Yeah, what worked for you? We countered an 11-0 run to start the fourth quarter to take that lead and keep it. What was working for the team to start that quarter?
Well, I think one thing, we just kind of executed a couple of plays that we, you know, we kind of go-to plays for us, and we were able to hit those shots. Reagan Blader, a senior for us, you know she's always going to come up with big shots, and we executed and hit that 1-3 up top. That was key for us, and then we came back and countered it. Abby Edding was a sophomore for us, came by and hit a three on the next possession. So, you know, those are key, and whenever we know we can get by three or four threes, we've got a good chance of winning when we got our inside game.
As you mentioned, Reagan Blader, we had her down for 17, I believe. What did you like from her tonight?
Well, I thought, one, she's been patient. She didn't try and go get everything early. I thought it just kind of came throughout the ball game. And sometimes that's kind of the difference in a player is don't try and go chase your shots. Just let it come to you. And I really thought she let their shots come to her and opportunities happen there. So she handled that. And I thought she did a good job really just kind of really leading us through and, you know, staying, showing her composure for the team.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
Still Towing in Macon has been family-owned and operated for many years. Dean, Lucas, and Larry will gladly help you if you are stuck in the mud, flipped in a ditch, or locked your keys in the truck. They are local folks helping local people and a few passing through at a hometown price. They have the equipment to move grain trucks and semis or SUVs and motorcycles. Remember, you have the right to request the wrecker of your choice in your next vehicle emergency. Call Still Towing of Macon at 660-385-5726.
Napa Know!
It's a new year, and Moberly Napa has some great deals waiting for you. Prestone Windshield De-Icer, $3.99. Febreze, Extra Strength for $1.99, and a 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil. 5W30, only $12.99. Your choice, Chevron, Delo 400, Heavy Duty Motor Oil, or Mobil Delvac. 1300 Super Duty Motor Oil, only $13.99. 17-piece screwdriver set with stand, only $17.99. All these great deals and more at Napa Auto Parts and Moberly. Get the good stuff.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Mexico School District No. 59, we'd like to encourage all students to continue working hard and making good choices this school year. As a Mexico Bulldog, red and gray are not just colors. They represent Mexico Bulldog spirit and support in all activities the students participate in, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. Mexico School District No. 59 in Mexico. Teaching, caring, learning. See them online at mexicoschools.net.
Welcome back out to Macon High School. Here, the second game of this Macon tournament. Kirksville leads Moberly 17-14 as both teams ready to start this second half. The five on the floor as the buzzer went off as soon as the inbound occurred. I'm sure that wasn't supposed to happen. The five on the court for the Lady Spartans is Billington, Flood, Oliver Payne, and Sydney Baughman. Inbounding is Moore, who does to Meyer, but quickly back to Moore. Elise Johnson has it over to Moore. Moore passes to Wolmering, top of the key, who passes inside, back out, left wing to Meyer. Meyer dribbles to her right, pass back over to Wolmering, who passes to Anna Moore, right wing. Moore guarded by Flood, now double-teamed by Flood and Oliver. She finds Meyer, who's dribbling inside and stolen away by Billington. Billington bringing it back up the court for the Lady Spartans. Driving inside, she passed over to Oliver, back out, top of the key, Payne, who backs out and resets. 17-14, Kirksville leads. Over to Flood, has it left wing, dribbling to her right, dribbling inside. Over to her right is Boffman. Boffman dribbling inside. She backs out to Billington. Billington back to Boffman. As she passes back top of the key to Payne, and Payne will back out and reset once more. Payne over left wing to Flood. Flood dribbles top of the key. She puts a shot up and just misses it off the left side of the rim. Rebound by Moore. Moore bringing it back up the court for the Lady Tigers. Up the court to Waddle, back to Moore. Moore has it. Over to Wolmering. Wolmering will take a three. Sinks it. First points for Anna Moore as Billington will drive inside. A block will be called on Kate Wolmering. Anna Moore has been effective on the offensive side for the Lady Tigers tonight, but that three just her first points of the night. As it's 20-14, Kirksville. Back over to Billington. Billington will take a three. Misses it. Offensive rebound by Boffman. Puts it back up and in. Boffman, the leading scorer. She comes up a little gimpy, but she looks to be fine. She's the leading scorer. She has eight tonight for the Lady Spartans. 20-16. Kirksville leads 6:15 to go third quarter. Wolmering has it. Passes inside to an open look for Elise Johnson. Good shot by Kirksville. 2 points, 22-16, Lady Tigers. Billington back up the court. 2 minutes into this third quarter, 22-16. Kirksville with the lead. Payne has it, dribbling to her left. Top of the key. She finds an option, almost had it in Flood, but she instead passes to her right, Boffman. Boffman to Billington. Billington double team. She backs out left wing, dribbles to her left, over to Payne. Boffman passes inside. It's to Boffman. Boffman will take a shot, misses it. Got a hand on it and an offensive rebound. Able to corral it in by Sydney Flood. Sydney Flood drives inside. Puts shot up and in. Sydney Flood back on the board for the first time post-injury. It's 22-18. Kirksville, 5:26 to go, third quarter. The jump shot will be made by Elise Johnson. She's got 6 points tonight. It's 24-18, Kirksville. 5:16 to go, third quarter. Nice to see from Sydney Flood to get a basket in her return from injury. And she has it. She'll dribble inside once more. Passes back out to Payne. Payne now dribbling inside. She'll put a shot up. Misses off left rim. But an offensive rebound by Oliver. Put back up and missed. Rebound by Anna Moore. Moore sends her headband flying. And now a push will be called. Looks like it'll be called on Flood. It will be called on Flood. And that'll be her first foul. First team foul of the half. 24-18, Kirksville leads, 4:56 to go, third quarter. Moore to inbound, she does to Wolmering. It quickly hands it back to Moore. Moore gives it to Johnson, who passes left wing to Waddle. Waddle back over to Meyer. Meyer has it, pass inside to Johnson. Johnson puts a shot up, well defended, but a rebound by Johnson, put back up and in. The foul and one opportunity coming for Elise Johnson. Elise Johnson already 6 points in this quarter, 8 points in total. And she's got a chance for an and one opportunity here with the Lady Tigers up by eight, 4:36 to go, third quarter. Free throw is missed, rebounded by Flood. Flood will bring it back up the court. Lady Spartans trailing 26-18, 4:30 to go, third quarter. Flood over to Michaela Payne, inside to Oliver, broken up and stolen away by Kate Wolmering. Moore bringing it back up the court for the Tigers. Over to Wolmering, right wing, guarded by Boffman. Back top of the key to Moore. Megan Waddle now has it top of the key, hands off to Elise Johnson. She's been hot early in the second half. The shot up will be blocked by Alicia Oliver, rebound by Boffman. Mobley looking to put points on the board. Michaela Payne will put a shot up and makes it. Good shot by Michaela Payne. She's got 4 points tonight. 26-20. Kirksville leads, 3:55 to go, third quarter. As Moore has it. Double team by Oliver, and Flood finds an option in Elise Johnson. She passes over and back over to Waddle. Waddle backs out, passes to her right. Kate Womering, left wing. She dribbles top of the key. Tipped by Sydney Baughman, and she gets it on the ground and picked up by Mobley. Stolen by Mobley. Payne has it. Payne dribbling up the court. She's going to put a shot up and misses it. Rebound by Moore. 26-20. Kirksville, 3:25 to go, third quarter. Moore bringing it up for the Lady Tigers. Passes to Waddle. And back top of the key to Johnson over right wing. Moore. Inside look and stolen away by Mary Billington. As Billington brings it back up the court with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Billington back out to Michaela Payne, who will reset over to Baughman. Baughman dribbles to her left, dribbles inside, puts a shot up. Looked like there was contact, nothing called. And a rebound by Elise Johnson. And a timeout will now be called by Kirksville. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
What does it mean to give back to your community? At Macon Electric Cooperative, we truly believe that working together to better our communities is what matters the most. The Operation Roundup program was formed with this commitment in mind. Members can round up their electric bill to the nearest dollar, with the proceeds going to award grants to local schools, food pantries, and other community groups. Please help us to continue this program by signing up today. We thank you for your commitment to give back to your local community. Macon Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Back out at Macon High School, this 7-2 matchup. We've already seen one upset seating-wise tonight. The Lady Tigers of Kirksville trying to make it a second in as many games. They lead the Lady Spartans 26-20 with 2:57 now to go third quarter. Moore will bring it up the court for the Lady Tigers. She's guarded top of the key by Flood. Moore looking for options. She finds one in Womering. Womering dribbling to her left. Zone defense shown by Moberly. And it gets to Johnson. Johnson puts it up. Fouled and in. Elise Johnson is having a heck of a quarter. She's got 8 points in this quarter alone. Double digits for the night. 10. She goes to line for an and-one opportunity. Foul was called on Lauren Koenig, her second of the night. Third team foul of the half, as Baughman will take a seat. Back in the game for the Lady Spartans is Alicia Oliver. Johnson's free throw is good. 11 points tonight for Elise Johnson, 29-20. The Lady Tigers of Kirksville lead with 2:35 to go third quarter. Flood brings it up the court for the Lady Spartans. She dribbles to her right. Back over to Billington. Billington for three. Sinks it. 29-23. As Billington cans a three. Pass stolen away by Sydney Flood. 29-23, Kirksville leads. 2:15 to go third quarter. Billington has it. Back out for Koenig for three. Misses it. And it goes out of bounds. And it'll go out of bounds off Moberly back to Kirksville. 2:08 to go third quarter. 29-23, Kirksville leads. Passes up. Over. Good press shown by this Moberly defense. Passes inside to Johnson. Don't want to leave her open. She's fouled as the shot goes up, so she'll go to the line for two. Alicia Oliver will be charged with the foul. That'll be the fourth foul of the half for the Lady Spartans. Oliver's first foul of the night. Excuse me, it'll be Sydney Martin charged with the foul as Johnson goes to the line for two and misses the first one. Johnson is 1-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. But she's led the charge for this third quarter to gain some separation for Kirksville. She's got 9 points in this quarter alone, 11 total. And make it 12 if she makes that next free throw. 30-23, Kirksville leads, 1:59 to go third quarter. Inbound to Flood. Flood will bring it up the court for the Lady Spartans. Screen set by Billington. Three by Flood. Misses it. Offensive rebound by Oliver, but she loses it. And it'll be taken back by Stufflebean. Stufflebean, a travel. That's going to be a travel. Yep. Travel call going back to Moberly. As the Lady Spartans trail 30-23. 1:44 to go, third quarter. A little bit more motion off the ball from this Moberly offense as Flood passes left wing to Oliver. Oliver almost found Sydney Martin, but it's stolen by Johnson. Johnson up, 2-on-1 advantage. Pass to Anna Moore. She puts it up and in. Anna Moore, 5 points on the night, 32-23. Kirksville leads. Billington quickly bringing it up the court. Almost lost it, but she keeps possession. Pass over to Koenig for three. Misses it, and a rebound by Johnson. 1:10 to go, third quarter, 32-23, Kirksville. Pass up right wing to Hannah Meyer. And inside, defended well, but a foul will be called on Koenig, and it'll send Devin Corbett to the line for two free throws. 1:01 to go in this quarter. A chance to make it a double-digit lead for the Lady Tigers. And Corbett misses the first. So it's 32-23. Kirksville just 1-13 this season, but only lost by two on Mobley's court earlier this season. That was on December 7th. As Corbett will take her second free throw, and that one's good. Corbett's got 4 points tonight. And the Lady Tigers of Kirksville are up 10 with 1 minute to go in this third quarter. Flood has it. Screen set by Oliver. Pass back to Oliver. Misses it, but found is Koenig. Koenig tries to find Flood. Threw it into some traffic, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Alicia Oliver. Back Kirksville's way. As with 45 seconds to go in this third quarter, Kirksville leads 33-23. And that pass almost stolen away by Oliver. And found under the basket, but tipped off the hands. And back outside to Steffelbein for three. Misses it. Rebound by Billington. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Payne quickly bringing it up the court. She passes across the court to Flood. Flood dribbling inside. And a push-off will be called. It's a good call by the official. Flood. Little too much contact on the offensive side. And Kirksville will get the ball back with 24 and a half seconds to go, third quarter. 33-23, Kirksville leads. Full court press shown by the Lady Spartans with 20 seconds to go in third quarter. Moore brings it up. Passes to her right to Corbett. Over to Steffelbein, dribbling to her left. She finds Moore, almost went out of bounds, but saved by Moore. 10 seconds left. Dribbling inside will be Treasure. Puts a shot up. Missed, but she gets an offensive rebound, puts a shot back up, misses that one too. Rebound by Baughman. 2 seconds left, and they'll just let the time run out. As we head to the fourth quarter, Mobley's got some work to do if they want to win this one. They trail 33-23. 1 quarter to go. Back in 1 minute on Superstation Crest at CentralMoInfo.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia is family owned and operated. For over 20 years, Dennis and Teresa Nielsen have provided the services that are best suited for you and your family without the financial bind. Nielsen Funeral Home offers quality merchandise at reasonable and affordable prices. Funeral pre-planning is also available. You can reach them at 573-474-8443. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, ready to guide you through the expected and the unexpected.
We have already seen one seeding upset tonight, and the Lady Tigers of Kirksville trying to make that two as they, the seventh seed, lead the two seed Mobley by 10, 33-23 with 1 quarter to go. Mobley will have the ball to start this quarter. It'll be Billington, Payne, Flood, Baughman, and Oliver in the game for the Lady Spartans. As Payne has it, top of the key, passes right wing to Baughman. Baughman looking for options. She finds one in Alicia Oliver. Alicia Oliver, skip pass back to Baughman. Up to Sydney. Flood almost loses it, but she keeps possession. Double team by the Lady Tigers. Flood across the court to Michaela Payne, who dribbles inside. Still dribbling inside. Puts a shot up, and she's fouled. Missed the shot, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Charged with that foul, it'll be Gensley Stufflebean. Michaela Payne, her first trip to the free throw line tonight. She's got 4 points. Chance to make this a single-digit game for the Lady Spartans. She won't with that first one, as that first one is missed. 33-23, Kirksville leads, 7:37 to go, fourth quarter. The second free throw for Payne is up and in. 9-point game, 7:35 to go. Kirksville has it. Double teamed in the right corner is Erica Treasure. And a timeout will have to be called by Emily Powell. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with him back in 60 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I am Clint Chandler, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you are in Monroe or Shelby counties, I've got you covered.
Kirksville to inbound the ball here, and it's stolen away by Sydney Flood, and she's immediately fouled by Kirksville. It'll be Megan Waddle charged with the foul. Just Kirksville's third foul of the half, as Moberly trails 33-24 with 7:25 to go in this game. Billington inbounds to Payne. It's Payne, Billington, Boffman, Oliver, and Flood all still in the game for the Lady Spartans. Pass over left wing Oliver. She's defended well by Stufflebean. Over to Boffman. Boffman thought about a three, hesitates, and she instead passes to Sydney Flood. Sydney Flood almost lost it, but she maintains possession, dribbling to her left. Over to Michaela Payne. Payne right wing, passes to Boffman. Back over to Payne. Payne dribbling inside. A pass, didn't know who it was to, but it's stolen away by Johnson of Kirksville. Kirksville bringing it back up the court to Meyer. And that one technically didn't go out of bounds, but it ricocheted off the referee. Official. So it would have went out of bounds. And it'll go back Moberly's way.
Normally the official's in play, but everyone just stopped playing and the ball rolled out of bounds.
So it will be Flood bringing it across the court. She passes over to Payne. Payne looking for options. She finds it in Billington. Billington has it right corner. She'll take a long three. Sinks it.
And that is huge. That was a great shot by Billington from the corner. She had a hand in her face. Brings it down to six. Perfect shot.
Good defense being shown now by the Lady Spartans, as it is Kirksville who has it. Moore has it, top of the key. Passes to her left, over to Meyer. Meyer has it, defended well. Back to Stufflebean. Screen set by Johnson. Stufflebean will dribble inside and passes over. Shot will be taken by Waddle. Rebound by Oliver. 33-27, Lady Spartans trail, 6:05 to go in this game. Billington quickly bringing it up the court. She brings it inside. Puts a shot up. Gets her own rebound. Tries to put it back up and in. And nothing called. It'll go back Kirksville's way. That one stripped by Boffman on the ground, but gets it to Moore. Moore takes a jumper from the free throw stripe. Misses it. Rebound by Oliver. Oliver passes it to Payne. Payne dribbling inside. She tried the outlet pass to Boffman, but misses it. Foul will be called on Kirksville. It'll be a push. Charged with that one will be Kinsley Stufflebean, her second, fourth team foul for the Lady Tigers in this half. 33-27. Kirksville leads, 5:43 to go in this game. It'll be Billington to inbound. Still the normals in the game for the Lady Spartans. Billington, Flood, Oliver, Payne, and Boffman. Inbound to Payne. She puts a shot up and she's fouled. Shot didn't go in, but she was fouled, so she'll go to the line for two. As the Lady Spartans slowly trying to climb their way back into this one. With 5:41 to go in the game, Lady Spartans trail 33-27, but Payne will go to the line for two. Michaela Payne, 5 points tonight. She's 1 for 2 from the free throw stripe. And hits off the back of the rim, bounces up and misses.
You know, these are points you need, and obviously that goes without saying, but especially down six, under six to play, if you can score points with the clock stopped, you need to be able to hit those free throws.
And the second free throw is true. 33-28, five-point game, 5:41 to go. It'll be Meyer to inbound. It's Meyer, Moore, Wolmering, Jenna Jackson, Annalise Johnson in the game for the Lady Tigers. That one deflected by Sydney Flood, stolen by Billington. Billington dribbles up the court, and a block will be called. As Kirksville picks up another foul. That's 5 for the half. Make that 6 for the half.
Moberly,
it's the first foul charge on Hannah Meyer.
And again, Moberly is working their way back here where they're tightening up the defense a little bit, and they're getting the looks that they want on offense. The free throw line even better, like I said. Points with the clock stopped. That's all you can ask for.
And even bigger, that was a shooting foul. So Billington will go to the line for two, and she made that first one. It's a four-point game with 5:30 to go. Next free throw is also good. 33-30, 5:30 to go in the game. Mobley trying to work their way back into it. In the backcourt is Wolmering. She had it back there for a while. Good double team by Payne and Koenig. And a jump ball will be called. It'll stay with Kirksville. Good defense by the Lady Spartans.
Yeah, they threw a bit of a three-quarter court press at them. And Kirksville, they kind of froze. It didn't really look like they knew what they wanted to do. And Moberly able to tie them up.
Anna Moore to inbound for the Lady Tigers. She does to Wolmering. Wolmering has it top the key. Defended by Payne. Passes to her right, Jackson. Jackson defended by Koenig one-on-one. Jackson will try to drive the lane. She does, but back out to Elise Johnson. Inside and back to Moore. Back to Wolmering. Wolmering driving inside. Blocked. Stolen by Billington. Billington quickly bringing it back up the court. Lady Spartans down three. Flood for three. Missed it and a rebound, but a foul will be called, and that'll be a foul charge on Kirksville. It'll be Kate Wolmering. She threw an elbow just a little too hard on Sydney Baughman under the basket.
And that's the shot you want if you're Sydney Flood. She was just a little off balance. She was angling toward her left. And I don't know if that's because maybe she's favoring that left side with the injury and all, but she wasn't on full balance when she took that shot, and the shot suffered because of it.
Even bigger, that puts Mobley in the bonus, as that's the seventh foul of the half for Kirksville, so Baughman will go to the line for 1-1. And she misses the front end. Rebounded by Corbin. Pass to Moore. Inside to Elise Johnson. She's had a big second half. Passes to Moore. Jump shot from the free throw. Stripe is good. 7 points for Anna Moore tonight, all coming in the second half. 35-30, Kirksville leads. Payne has it. Over to Koenig, who tries to pass inside to Sydney Flood, but it's deflected and then deflected away almost again by Baughman, but Kirksville comes away with it. 35-30, Kirksville leads, 4:20 to go in this game. Pass inside to Elise Johnson. She'll put a shot up, and a travel will be called. It'll go back Mobley's way.
She got the pump fake, got her defender in the air. It took one too many steps towards the basket.
So Mobley still has a shot with 4:15 to go in the game. They trail Kirksville 35-30. Billington will have it. Screen set by Flood. Still driving inside. Put a shot up and missed it. Almost had that one. And Devin Corbett with the rebound. Back up the court. Jenna Jackson will drive. She drives inside to Elise Johnson. She puts it up and in.
Yeah, Billington struggled getting her layups to go. She's missed probably three or four. That's the difference in the game right now.
37-30. Mobley trails as they have it. 3:45 to go in this game. Baughman has it, free throw strike. Over to Payne. Payne dribbling inside, and a block will be called. That one called on Devin Corbett.
And Moberly has done a great job getting the fouls called, attracting any foul attention, getting to the free throw line. That's what you need right now. Score with the clock stopped.
Michaela Payne is 2 for 4 from the free throw stripe tonight. She'll be at the line for 1-1. The front end is good. Big free throw there for Michaela Payne. She's got 7 points tonight. Nearing the team leaders, Billington and Baughman. The back end of the 1-1 is also good. Kirksville lead. Double team shown by the Lady Spartans. And getting out of it is Kirksville. Moore has the top of the key. Pass to Elise Johnson. Inside, out of bounds, and it'll stay with Kirksville.
And Moberly, there, right there, that's they get that tip because they're rotating really well with the ball and the passes. Their defense is staying on its toes.
Kirksville will inbound inside to Moore. Moore has it. She's got it on the ground. She'll put a shot up and in. 9 points for Anna Moore, all in the second half. 3:20 to go, 39-32 Kirksville. Billington has it. Screen set by Baughman. Dribbling inside. Finds an option outside the key in Koenig. Koenig will drive inside, put a shot up, and miss that one. But tipped by Baughman. Through going out of bounds. Baughman saves it, but into the hands of a Kirksville defender. As Kirksville has it, Regina Jackson left wing, top of the key. Moore inside to Elise Johnson. Puts a shot up, misses it. And a rebound almost by Baughman, corralled in by Billington. 39-32. Moberly trails. Billington dribbling inside. Puts a shot up and missed it, but should go to the line.
Baughman has been putting her body on the line here the last two possessions, diving into the stands, getting the offense to change its shot down low. Terrific job.
So Mary Billington will go to the line for two. As she makes that one, Billington has 11 points tonight. Nine of those coming in the second half. And she's got another one upcoming here. It's good. 12 points for Mary Billington. 39-34. Kirksville leads. 2:45 to go. Pass up, deflected by Billington, stolen by Flood. Flood dribbling up the court, driving inside, takes the jumper and missed it. Rebound by Devin Corbett. Defended well by Flood in the backcourt, but bringing it up successfully is Corbett. Corbett has it defended by Payne. She steps back, hands it off to Hannah Meyer, who hands it over to Wolmering. Wolmering has it top of the key. Defended by Oliver, off the fingertips, but saved by Megan Waddle. And the Lady Tigers looking to work some clock. That pass deflected by Sydney Flood, but it's kept by Waddle. Dribbling inside, a shot will be put up and missed, but a foul called. Hannah Meyer will go to the line for two. That foul called on Mary Billington.
And you can tell right now that Sid Flood's mobility is very limited. And I don't know if that's just her being cautious and not wanting to re-injure her knee by overexerting herself, or if that knee brace is limiting her mobility, but she got a tip on the ball, and normally she could just jump up and grab it and take the steal. She had another opportunity to steal it to get on the ground, and she's being cautious with it, which I really do not blame her for. I think that's the smart move, but and again, I mean, it's tough in a game like this where it's close, and you really need to put everything on the line. When you don't want to re-injure yourself and you're being cautious, which again is the smart move, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
That first free throw was put in by Hannah Meyer. She'll have a chance for a second. And she puts it in. 6 points for Hannah Meyer tonight. Her first points of the second half. 2:05 to go in this game. 41-34. Kirksville leads. Moberly starting to run out of time. Baughman has it. She'll pass inside to Flood. Flood backing up in the post. Puts a shot up and in. Just the 4 points of the night for Sydney Flood. A timeout will be taken. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Welcome back out to Macon High School. Moberly staying alive, but running out of time with 1:55 to go in this game. 41-36, Kirksville leads. Kirksville has it. Full court press shown by the Lady Spartans. And Kirksville will work it around, trying to burn some clock. Tony Vesta wants some urgency on the defensive side. And a pass will be inside to Megan Waddle. Back out. Right wing, back top of the key to Moore. Moore, defended by Flood. Flood tried to steal it away, but couldn't get it. With Moore dribbling to her right. Over to Womering. Womering, double team, finds Moore. Moore, pass it inside, and a jump ball will be called. That'll go back Moberly's way.
Billington aggressively yanking that ball away from Waddle. He clearly frustrated a little bit with the way this game is going.
Oliver checking in the game for Lauren Koenig. With 1:25 to go in this game, Moberly trails 41-36. Payne brings it up the court. Passes back over to Billington, who will look to set a play. Screen set by Flood. Billington driving inside. She finds Baughman. Baughman for three. Misses it. Offensive rebound almost hauled in by Alicia Oliver, but loses it to Johnson. Miss Kirksville will look to work some more clock. Guarded in the backcourt, a foul will be called on Mary Billington. Drawing the foul was Kate Womering for the Lady Tigers. With 1:04 to go in the game, Kirksville leading 41-36. So Womering will go to the line for 1-1. Womering 3 points tonight. Her first free throw, front end of the 1-1, is made. 42-36, Kirksville leads, 1:04 to go. Womering will have one more free throw attempt, and she makes that one. 5 points for Kate Womering, 43-36, Kirksville leads. 1 minute to go. Flood has it. Flood dribbling inside, passes out to Billington. Billington almost loses it, hits the deck, and a foul will be called. That foul on Megan Waddle. That'll put Mary Billington at the line, 4-2. As the Lady Spartans are now in the double bonus with 54.9 seconds to go. Mary Billington makes the first one.
Moberly still very much in this. And again, less than 1 minute to go. But the way this game has been playing, Moberly can easily grab a steal.
Billington makes the next free throw as well. She's got 14 points tonight. As Kirksville holds a 43-38 lead with 54.9 seconds to go. Full court press shown by Moberly. As Moore has it, that one's deflected and almost stolen away, but Kirksville comes up with it. Moore has it. An open look. Johnson right in the basket, easy for Elise Johnson. And it's 45-38 with 38 seconds to go. And Billington has it. Billington for three and misses all of it. And a rebound by Kirksville. And a foul will be called as things looking pretty good for the Lady Tigers of Kirksville at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Moberly did was the right move. They didn't aggressively go after the foul. They let Kirksville really come to them. And I think that was the smart move because they had two, three, maybe even four opportunities to grab that ball. They were just a tad too late to get the steal.
Womering makes the front end of the 1-1. As it's looking like, we will get a Kirksville-Mexico matchup. How about that? A 7-6 matchup in the semifinals of this Macon Girls Tournament. The next free throw is also good. 7 points for Womering tonight with 22 seconds to go. Flood will put a shot up and fouled. Misses the shot.
And that's the most mobile we've seen her all night, is making that move. Clearly, obviously not 100% right now, but it's good to see her back and playing.
And one thing for sure is she was on no minute restriction tonight. She's played a lot of minutes, and her first free throw is good. These are her first free throws of the night. Just her fifth point of the night. Chance to make it six here. And she does it.
Timeout called by Moberly. 30-second break. We'll take it with him. Be back in 30, 47-40. Kirksville's lead.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Back here at Macon High School, as the Lady Tigers of Kirksville lead the Lady Spartans of Moberly 47-40 with 21 seconds to go in this game, and Kirksville has possession. Kirksville looking to inbound, does successfully to Wolmering, double teamed to the backcourt, stolen away by Payne and kept alive, but then grabbed back by Kirksville. And a foul now will be charged to Mary Billington. Moore draws the foul.
Certainly a learning experience here for Moberly. It's always tough when you lose your leading score. You have to work them back into the lineup, and then when they're not even 100%, that makes it all the more difficult. Trying to figure out a good game plan around that.
Moore makes her first free throw. She's in double digits tonight. She has 10. Second free throw is up. Missed. Rebounded by Payne. 10 seconds to go, 48-40 Kirksville. Over to Billington. Billington will take an NBA range three, missed it. And a rebound by Moore of Kirksville. And that will do it. As the clock runs out, another upset here at the Macon Tournament. 48-40. Kirksville wins. We will take a two-minute break, count up the final numbers, and recap this one. We'll have that in 2 minutes on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Side & Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
Welcome back out to Macon High School as we're prepping for our third game tonight. But first, we'll recap the numbers for a 48-40 victory for the Lady Tigers of Kirksville. Leading the way for the Lady Tigers was Elise Johnson. She finished with 14 of those 16 points coming in that second half. Next was Anna Moore with 10. Kate Wolmering had 7. Anna Meyer with 6. Devin Corbett had 4. And Megan Waddle had 2. For the Lady Spartans, Mary Billington led the way with 14. Sydney Boffman and Michaela Payne both had 8. Sydney Flood, in her return to the court, had 6. Elise Young, 3. And Audrey Gaines with 1. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Macon Tournament broadcast possible. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, and North Kansas City. Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties. Brick Service and Tire of Bevere, Macon Atlanta State Bank, and Macon and Monroe City. Harrisburg, R8 School District, Oliver Funeral Home, LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon. Porcelain Farm and Home in Mexico, where you find answers and low prices down every aisle. Clint Chandler, your Shelby County Farm Bureau in Shelbina, and Travis Snow Funeral Home of Kirksville. Finally, the outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Pretty easy choice tonight. Elise Johnson, as I said, 16 points, 14 of those coming in that second half. It was just a three-point game at halftime, and Elise Johnson really led the way in that third quarter and got a few good looks in the fourth quarter as well. Really helped the Lady Tigers pull off this seeding upset. So we've had two upsets to start our night. We've had the 6-3 upset, the 7-2 upset. Could we potentially have an 8-1 upset? We'll find that out next as we will preview the Macon-Harrisburg game after this 2-minute break on Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.